Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
This weekend only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Hello and welcome to the HBO Boys podcast. Today we're talking about the first season of Paradise on Hulu. I'm Ryan and with me is Adam.
I'm here. And this, man, this show came out of nowhere. Just saw it all over the internet and was like, okay, there's like a doomsday scenario. Sounds cool. I'm in. And it ended up being very cool.
Yeah, the way I got into it is because TikTok showed me a thing and I was like, all right, I guess.
Yeah. TikTok, which may be banned again here in a few days, just coming out swinging with some of these recommendations.
It's going to be banned again in a few. This place sucks, dude.
America sucks.
This place sucks.
Yeah.
I wish it got nuked like in Paradise.
Oof. Yeah. Who knows? That might still happen.
I don't wish that.
Yeah.
Kind of. Anyway, Paradise, created by Dan Fogelman, the creator of This Is Us, writer of Crazy Stupid Love and Tangled and Bolt and Cars and, of course, Fred Claus.
That's so crazy.
Also an EP of Only Murders in the Building. So like him coming off of This Is Us, Hulu basically saying, make whatever you want. This is what he made. And yeah, it's been number one on the platform here for a couple of weeks now. I think deservedly absolutely. So. Almost instantly got greenlit for a second season, which, you know, the first season, as we'll get into, has a pretty open ending. And we don't exactly know, like, the second season can be a lot of things based on the ending of this first season for sure.
What's the over-under that... that this show Paradise and Silo take place in the same universe?
Kind of 0%. One's on Apple and one's on Hulu.
I know. But I'm you know, I wish.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
This show stars Sterling K. Brown, part of the best episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, in my opinion. Obviously, This Is Us, where, and with Dan Fogelman, whom, created the show again, and with a very punchable face.
Now, is it just like physically his face or just the characters he's played?
It's his character in This Is Us, whom I had to watch all of it. It was one of those things that was just on for a long period of time in my life.
Yeah.
And so I had to watch it, and the show had its ups and downs, but his character was so goddamn annoying the entire time. So I can barely look at him.
Now, was that intentional or was it just like you didn't like his performance?
I don't know. We would have to ask like a straw poll the audience of the people who watched This Is Us. Does everybody hate Sterling K. Brown's character? But I don't know. He was just like a self-righteous, like, I'm always gonna stop and do a heartfelt monologue about our feelings as a whole, sure, and your and how you should act. And my dad didn't love me as much as my adoptive father didn't love me as much, and then my bio dad also have complicated feelings. I'm just so complicated.
Now, did you get any of those residual feelings when watching Paradise, aside from the fact that, you know, that's what happened in that show? Like, did it carry over at all? Were there any similarities?
Oh, 100%. It almost made me stop watching the show. I hate him.
Oh, that's insane.
But I'm glad I kept watching it. And yeah, a large reason I did is because Cyclops, a.k.a. James Marsden, a.k.a. Yeah, just announced member of the MCU now.
Wild.
Playing the president. And the guy who plays his dad, I can't recall the actor's name, but I know him best from Jericho, a very underrated show.
Yeah, I was going to say, he was in Jericho. I freaking knew you would pick up on that, man.
Yeah, that dude rules.
Yeah, that show
rules. And then Julianne Nichols, that show does rule.
Yeah.
Also a show about nukes, odd. Anyway. Yeah. And Julianne Nicholson playing Sinatra, punchable face number two, I call her.
Now, is it because of this show or is there another show?
100% because of this show.
Yeah, she sucks. She does suck. Don't care if she has a child that died and she has one child left.
I wish she got shot more times.
I know.
And then bled out and died.
God, she's she was insufferable. But I suppose that's a testament to the actor to portray that person, because she's a terrible person. Like,
she's the main bad guy, and we don't like her.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, so obviously, if y'all haven't watched it, that's weird. Why are you listening to this? But keep doing so. Anyway, I'm going to tell you about generally what the show is about, and then we can gush about it. So, yeah. First season of Hulu's Paradise, Secret Service agent Xavier Collins, bad, dumb name. Dumb name you give a hero, Xavier Collins, played by a punchable face actor. Anyway, he investigates the murder of President Cal Bradford. Good name, good president name, solid name that James Marsden has.
Of course.
All set within a seemingly idyllic post-apocalyptic underground city, and slowly but surely uncovers a conspiracy and questions who he can trust, and then he uncovers the truth.
It sounds very cookie cutter, actually, when you put it like that.
When you describe it,
Way. There were lots of things that happened in the show that didn't necessarily happen in a lot of other shows that were similar. Like, it just felt fresh and new, which was cool.
Yeah, let's talk about the natural disaster that's forcing all of it, because that's sort of at 30,000 feet.
Yeah,
A big old volcano in which Arctica is it? Southern? The South Arctica?
Yeah, it's one of them.
Arctica, as it's called.
50-50 shot here.
Exploded. And like half of the Arctic fell off.
And
fell
melted.
Fuck off.
Melted.
And yeah, the ice shelf just fell into the ocean.
No, the elf shelf.
Go ahead. The elf shelf came off the shelf.
Yeah,
was no longer lording over children across the world and telling fibs or truths to Santa Claus, and it fell into the ocean, and it's going to kill so many other people. And the government knew about it and was planning on it, and a part of that plan was building a little big old bubble city underneath the Colorado Rockies.
A little big old bubble city.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the twist that I really love. Like, this secret, literally underground city in a mountain. With that first reveal where you see Sinatra talking to the city plant, the German guy, about like building it. Oh, that was like, oh dang, this is really cool.
Yeah, I really did like they went back in time and showed us prior to being in the bubble. I mean, obviously, like, the first twist is we zoom out at the end of the first episode and it's like, oh, we're bubbles.
Yeah, Truman Show.
We bubble.
Yeah.
And then we like, but why we bubble?
When we bubble.
But why and when we bubble?
But how we bubble.
We also see that Cal Bradford, who is the president still, and but is like drinking himself into oblivion, is murdered. And the Secret Service agent who was on his detail, or his main Secret Service agent detail, who is Xavier Collins, cool name, punchable face, man, must figure out who murdered him. And then it's a whodunit for like 6 episodes, and we get clues and we see some inner workings of Bubble.
Yeah, and I like the inner workings of Bubble. I like to see like the mechanical alleys of this Bubble City. Like, it's just, that always fascinated me, that after it was absolutely, after watching the Truman Show, like, I just thought that was a really interesting thing to explore, and I'm glad that someone else went in a different direction with it.
Yeah, no, like they show the engineering a little bit. Like,
yeah, I like
they kind of dig into, hey, what if there was bubble?
Yeah, what if it, or what if there, like, why is there bubble? You know? How do we bubble?
I think the main things that this show did right, it's twofold.
Yeah.
One, the whole season leads to, again, an open-ended into the second season where, like, a revolution's about to happen in this city because of all the uncovered truths as it pertains to the hypocrisy that's been keeping this place running, plus what actually happened to Cal Bradford. And at the same time, Xavier's on a goddamn plane because he finds out that his wife might be alive in the outside, and he's going outside. So the second season seems like it's going to be bubble and also, but outside bubble.
Yeah, outside bubble is a cool concept too. Always love the post-apocalyptic wasteland.
Oh my God. I love me a post-apocalyptic wasteland. It's the best.
Yeah.
Also, this show, the main reason, there's an episode that I'm going to watch once every like 3 or 4 months forever, I feel.
Yes.
Episode 7 ruled, man.
It's probably like one of the best episodes of television I've seen in a very, very long time.
One of my favorite shows is The West Wing. I love the episodes of The West Wing that are military based from the perspective of the White House.
Yeah.
A White House that I'm down with rather than hate. So, yeah. And in this scenario, it is Cal Bradford, played by James Marsden, likable, obviously privileged, guilty about that, but at the same time doing his best. And Xavier Collins, who's just like around him and trying to be helpful. But like episode 7, when the ice shelf actually explodes, it's go for Project Vienna.
Yeah.
We got to get to bubble. And it's about to get very real.
Yeah.
And like so many pieces of that episode, like when Cal Bradford's talking to the janitor, the moment in time where like Cal Bradford is realizing everyone he's talking to at the White House is about to die.
Mm. Or that press journalist that was in the room there with Xavier saying like, you know, what can I do? Can you please tell me? And she kept you can tell like how desperate she was, and he was not giving up anything because he couldn't.
She's going to be a bad guy in season 2, dude, for sure.
Yeah.
Unless she's underwater, which she very well could be. That's the only thing that I took a bit, like, it was weird to me. People are watching the television, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a man on TV who says, and by the way, this is like the coolest thing of the episode. He's like, there's a 300-foot wave that's going to reverberate throughout the earth 12 times.
Crazy.
And before the wave comes, a noise happens that kills you, basically, like a shock wave comes. And then you see a woman standing on the top of a building.
Oh,
and then they're like, we'll be fine. Adam?
Yeah.
They were like, not fine.
They were like, yeah, get to the top of the highest point of the skyscraper. It'll be fine. It'll go under us. Yeah, it's towering above the skyscraper.
Oh, my God.
That shot was nuts.
The shot of the water in the background and it's dark. Oh, like, dude. Oh, no.
Yeah, I was very auditory in this episode watching. I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, so many times I said that.
So you're watching that on TV. And how is your first thought? I suppose it's just like denial, delusion. But like,
yeah,
your first thought of like, oh, man, if I'm within 60 miles of a coastline, I'm cooked, brother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like full East Coast gone, full West Coast gone,
full any coast gone,
any coast gone. Pretty much you have to be in the mountains to even be still on land. Yeah.
There was like that time where they were like, scenario. England said they're not going to be affected. And someone was like, they're an island.
Yeah, they're gone.
They're gone. Oh, I can't get anybody in Melbourne. Bitch.
Oh, crazy. They're gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
And then all at the same time, you lay on top of that the military implications
that are
also being seen in real time because we're seeing it from the White House down. And like the moment where Xavier is like, all right, we need guns now.
Yeah.
Cal Bradford's about to go on the TV and tell people the truth. We need guns right now. It's about to get real here. And he was like, it just felt very realistic.
Oh, yeah. And the speed at which the gunfire started to happen, because these press pundits were just like standing there getting this information in real time with the president right next to them. You know, so
and then
wild.
It was very clear that some people were getting on a helicopter and some weren't. Even this, Secret Service member who he learns he's not getting on the helicopter and is like, that means I die.
Yeah. And
I will shoot you.
Yeah. Gets shot anyway.
He gets shot in the face.
There's so many there's so many really interesting like choice decisions that need to be made in such a short amount of time here. And there's no good outcome regardless of what the decision is.
But
and,
it's just, that's why the episode is so good. Oh, it is just every 2 minutes a thing happens where you're like, yep. Oh no.
Yeah. It nonstop. That was the fastest episode of TV I've ever watched, but I've never been more engaged in a show in the past, like probably 5 to 10 years. That episode was so good.
I've watched it like 3 times.
I haven't watched it again, but I do.
You should
watch it again.
It's
I want to watch it again. And like, you know, knowing obviously what's going to happen. Like, I'm sure I missed some stuff.
The conversation between Xavier and Cal. When Xavier's like, when did you know my wife was going to die?
Mm.
And he was like, when you told me she was still in Atlanta, buddy.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, you should have told me. And Cal was like, I kind of did, dude. Yeah. Like I said, don't. And he was like, well, then you should have tried harder. Like say fucking don't, man.
Yeah. Right. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And also another cold line. When will you forgive me about what happened when you're dead? And that's the last thing he said to him, dude. Like a lot of little things about the show were just like so well executed.
And then add on top of that, all of the nations realize all at once that they need to grab resources now because they're not going to get another shot to do so. And like it's now or never. Launch all the nukes at all the places, because if we don't grab resources now, it's done for us. We're about to be in a nuclear winter. Whoever has the goddamn rice is going to be living, and whoever isn't.
Yeah.
And so all the nukes go up in the air, and then the whole EMP thing.
Oh, dude.
And the blue card and Cal making that choice for the entire world. It's such a good episode, man.
And like that, it gives hope. Like he wanted to give the people a chance to survive. He didn't want to have that be, they had no input on their survival at all. You know, the nukes were just falling. Let's freaking EMP this. A lot of people are still going to die, but like the people who can manage to survive it or outrun it, they will actually have a chance, which humility, you know? He was a great dynamic, very dynamic character.
And you can completely understand, especially after watching that episode, like, oh yeah, and of course this guy drinks himself into oblivion.
Yeah, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
By the way, Blanton's is all over the place now. Yeah. Blanton's is a kind of bourbon, but like it was in Shrinking and it's now also in Paradise. It's exactly what he was drinking the whole time.
It's damn good.
It's just a good bourbon. It's good product placement. I really enjoy it. He just pours it like, I'm very wasted.
Drinking out of the bottle.
And then also add on to that, like, whole show, the murder mysteries was good.
Yeah, the murder mystery was great. The reveal was really gratifying. I've seen kind of both sides of it, though. Like, some people were like, that was kind of lame. It happened too fast. Other people are saying, no, this was perfectly. I think I'm on the side of that. It was very well done. I think it was great. It kept you guessing until literally the last episode.
And I was satisfied by it. Like when they showed who it was, I was like, right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Makes sense.
And he's in here. Cool.
Yeah, it is.
And then they showed how he got in there.
Dude. Yeah. I loved that. And maybe they could have went into a little bit more on it, but honestly, I felt great about it. I didn't feel like I was missing anything. Very gratifying ending.
So, yeah, I mean.
Another thing I'll mention, the relationship of Cal and his dad and his son, very very dynamic. And then also the relationship with Xavier and his kids.
Yeah, his and daughter, his, especially.
And his, yeah, and his sidekick there. I can't remember his name. Like, that was a very complicated relationship, too. And just there was so much depth to a lot of these characters that I didn't anticipate from this show, honestly.
His sidekick who turned on him or like got shot, got murdered.
Yeah, got poisoned by his faux girlfriend. Oh, I hated her immediately.
Hey, she's a psycho, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she kept doing stuff where I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not great.
She with like the completely dead eyes is just doing stuff. And
yeah,
she's the scariest person in the show.
Yeah. Honestly, the casting of the show, excellent.
Yeah. And it's one of those weird ones where with so much good stuff on TV, like it's one of those ones where I don't think a lot of people are going to see it.
I really hope and they do.
I hope they do. If only for episode 7, if I'm being honest.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The whole show is great, but it was just some of the most riveting television I've ever seen. And, like, that's crazy for, a Hulu show made by the This Is Us guy. And, man.
Yeah, I hope that it gets, like, more exposure. I hope it's available to watch elsewhere easier because I don't personally like Hulu. I don't think it has a lot of like really gripping shows that I watch. There's a couple of things, but this was one of the top ones. So either people subscribe to Hulu or it goes somewhere else so more people can watch it or people are posting it online or whatever. But people need to see this show. I think it is so well done. It deserves so much more exposure.
And you can also tell, like, there's a main directing duo who's doing most of the episodes, so it just feels very cohesive.
It does, yeah.
And the tone throughout is steady and reliable, which doesn't sound important, but it absolutely is.
Yeah. Yeah, I loved it. I'm very excited for a season 2. I do want to see the outside world. I want to keep seeing how the inside world now handles the information that's going on and, you know, a man falling through the sky, like, you know.
Right. And the reveal that his wife is alive and like,
right.
What's that life? What's her? I would like a flashback to when the nuke does or does not go off over Atlanta and like what her journey was to Colorado.
Yeah.
That would be awesome as well.
I would love that. Yeah. That would be great. Yeah. I want to see her side. I want to see what she went through. I think that would be a great one. And, you know, do they end up back in paradise? Do they end up, maintaining paradise as a safe haven from the outside world and then continue exploring? Like what's that? I want to know what's going to happen. I need to know what's going to happen.
Does paradise survive or does the revolution within and then like, you know, what's coming from the outside, which is a bunch of people who are like, how dare you completely have it fall apart? And, you know, does the human race survive?
I think the human race is fine. I think it just depends on like, are there going to be different factions like innies and outies?
Oh, shoot, dude.
Oh, shoot.
Anyway, we just wanted to come on here quick and gush about Paradise. Obviously, we are within a 2-week lull of shows. Severance just ended. We're waiting for The Last of Us to start. What did we say we were going to talk about next? Oh, White Lotus is ending this weekend. So we'll talk about that, come back next week and talk about The White Lotus and then jump into The Last of Us. But yeah, and by the way, been watching The Studio. Really good.
Oh, dude. Yes, that. The Studio is so freaking good. Episode 2, probably another one of the best episodes of television I've seen
Unreal.
In a long time. Unreal. That was so good. And it was quick. It was only like a 25-minute episode, but man, they made good use of that
time. Yeah, because it's a oneer.
Oh, it's amazing. Oh, that I really, really love that show. It makes me feel good. I don't know how to explain it.
Anyway, thank you for joining us. I hope you go. We all ruined it for you, but go watch Paradise. Or if glad you were here. if you had already watched it and you really like it as well. You can join us on our private Discord, and Adam's about to tell you how.
Yes, please visit not HBO. You're going to patreon.com/HBOBOIZ for $1 or more a month. You can join us, get all of these pods ad-free early. You get Patreon exclusives here and there, and you get your name read out at the end of the show. How fun is that? So make whatever name you want, because I am indebted to saying that name, and sometimes I regret it, other times I don't. I still kind of regret this one, but that's okay. We're going to read them off. Connor O'Dowd, Jamie Lochner, I am the Asian girl getting fucked by myself. Chris Jesus Wood, Christ. Brent Ginn, Craig, John Jewers, Major Woody, Butternickels, Susan, Buffalo Pizzle, Seafritz, and Cat's Pajama 10. And thank you, Brent Ginn and Butternickels, for being our $5 a month tier patrons. We appreciate you, and we appreciate all of you for supporting us. And you can find us on all of our socials at the HBO Boys Pod or at the HBO Boys Podcast, Threads, Instagram, TikTok, if it's still around in a week. And I post and interact, you know, react with me, talk to us, give us some feedback, tell us what you want to talk about, and maybe we'll do it, maybe not, who knows. But yeah, any last minute things you have for the people, Ryan, before we let him go and then go into next week, which I don't even know what we're going to do next week. What are we doing next week?
The White Lotus. I already said that.
You did. I absolutely missed that and forgot that you said it.
Yeah, you so, have checked White out. Lotus. I understand.
Yeah. I was trying to pull something up, so I did absolutely tune out there for a few seconds.
Well, we'll let y'all tune out as well. Have a great week, everybody, and see you next week. Bye.
This weekend, only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.